This is a CBC podcast.
Hello and welcome to The Story Store, the podcast where your stories are made to order. I am Mr. Orlando.
And I'm Gary the Unicorn.
Yeah, and, well, you know, things seem to be going pretty well today so far, Gary. No mishaps, messes, or miscommunications.
Well, that's right, Mr. Orlando. Safety is the name of the game.
Wow, Gary, you know, I am very proud of you. I knew you would come around. No more shenanigans. Good. Okay, let's grab the book and listen to the request. Gary, why can't I get the book off the shelf?
I glued all the books down for safety reasons.
Gary! I guess your heart was in the right place. I'll get the e-reader. You play the request, please.
Coming right up.
Hi, my name is Clessa. I'd like to see my story about he has a toothache. Bye-bye!
Ooh, a seaman with a toothache. Oh, what a request. Okay, now let me just adjust my reading glasses here and scrolling, swiping, scrolling. Aha, here it is. Captain Toothache. Gary, stop gluing the chimes down and play them.
Aye, aye, Captain.
For this story, we turn to the high seas, to a stout little fishing boat called the Mighty Scupper. The captain of the Mighty Scupper was the only mate aboard. That is the way he liked it.
Yarr! She be a fine vessel for fishing, and I be the finest fisherman on these here seas.
The sea captain was your run-of-the-mill sea captain. Eye patch, peg leg, a pipe, love to fish. You know, the normal sea captain stuff.
Yarr! Fishing is me life! And me life is fishing.
The sea captain would fish every day.
Yar, tuna on the starboard side. She a big un, real captain, real.
And every day, a sea monster would do her best to interrupt his fishing.
Thanks for the snack, Captain.
Yar, you scurvy dog. That's me daily catch. I declare war on ye.
Oh, bring it on, Cappy.
And every day, a battle between monster and captain would commence.
Ho, 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 take this.
Taste some tentacles.
Yar!
And this is how it was. Truth be told, I think they both kind of liked it. Then, on one particularly windy day, as the captain chased the monster around the sides of the boat...
Unhand me, fish. Unhand it, I say.
He ran face first right into one of the sails.
Me tooth!
At first, it only hurt a little bit, and the captain decided he was okay.
Tis only one small tooth, and there's a tentacled monster to battle.
But as the days went by, that small toothache turned into a monster of its own.
Oh, me aching tooth!
The captain retreated inside his cabin and tried to rest for a few days, but the toothache simply would not go away.
Curse this ragged tooth!
Eventually, he wandered back outside in search of an answer.
Yar, the sea always knows what to do.
The sea monster poked her terrifying head above the surface.
Hey, hey, Captain, is that you? Where have you been? Is something going on?
Aye, ye terrible foe of mine. Me tooth has been aching something awful ever since ye ran me into the mizzen mast. I can't make it stop.
When I was a little monster, my dad had an easy solution to get rid of a toothache.
Yar? Well, I'd do anything to be free of this wretched chomper.
Do you have a spare piece of fishing line handy?
Yar!
The sea monster showed the captain how to tie the fishing line in a loop and then put it around his tooth.
Yar, sure about this?
Don't even worry. I'll do it on your count of three. You just tell me when.
All right. Three. A two.
No!
The sea monster swam away with the other side of the line as fast as she could, pulling the sea captain's tooth out.
Yar! Hey! That feels much better.
The sea captain's toothache was gone.
How can I ever thank you, you serpentine ghoul?
You just keep those compliments coming and keep supplying my dinner. That should be good.
You stay away from me fish, you hear me?
Never!
Hey-yar!
And so the sea captain and sea monster went back to their usual life of battling it out on the high seas. But the captain never forgot how the sea monster helped him out that day.
Yar, she's my only real friend.
What was that?
Nothing!
The end.
Wow, Mr. Orlando, that story was sure a boatload of fun. You know what? I wish I lived on the sea.
Gary, you're afraid of taking baths.
That's true.
Now, listeners, if you would like to order a story from the Story Store, you can call us at 1-888-413-2781, toll-free in North America, or email us your audio request at thestorystore@cbc.ca.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.